This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in once again to the new eHealth Radio Network and this Hair Loss Prevention Channel. On the show today, we are with William Blatter, president and the CEO of the Hair Loss Control Clinic, a pioneer in the hair loss industry for 25 years, now with over 140 locations in 30 countries around the world. Mr. Blatter is also an internationally respected hair loss expert who has trained doctors and hair professionals around the world. Hair Loss Control Clinic offers a multi-therapeutic approach to hair loss. HLCC helps patients pick the most effective laser hair regrowth based on their needs, whether it is an all-natural program or a prescription one. William, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
So explain how the process of balding actually occurs. What should women and men do to prepare and protect themselves from thinning hair and balding?
Well, there's a lot of causes of hair loss. The major cause that most people think of is what male or female pattern baldness, and a lot of people don't know that women have it as well as men, but they do, is caused by DHT, dihydrotestosterone. And basically what happens is under each hair follicle, it's where they circulation comes in, those little capillaries, and DHT binds the inside of that on those what's called androgen receptors, and the nutrients energy can't get through. And over time, less and less nutrients get into the hair, and the hair shrinks and eventually becomes dormant. It can become dormant for as many as 10 or more years, and then eventually dies. So that's the most common that most people see, but a lot of things can affect hair loss, everything from things like thyroid conditions, women hormone issues are very often. Matter of fact, 50% of all women by middle age, when their hormones start to fade often, will have thinning hair. And most people actually will lose 50% of their hair before they actually realize that they have a real issue. So besides thyroid, there are hormone operations, pregnancies, many, many things that can cause hair loss. Your other question was, how can they protect themselves against hair loss? Obviously, your basic nutrition and healthy living certainly helps. Things like tons of alcohol or smoking don't help. But basically, good nutrition, good protein, and then using products that help them. Many people these days get hair loss contributing from things like harsh relaxers, products that have sodium lauryl sulfate, Kokamide DEA, things that can hurt your hair. And a lot of those things are in a lot of the over-the-counter shampoos and conditioners. Again, those are not the total cause of hair loss, but they can be contributors. So by using products that are gentle on your hair and not harsh to your hair, you can protect your hair. And that's one of the big things to do.
Well, how do laser treatments work to stop the thinning process and to regrow hair? Are laser treatments clinically proven and FDA approved?
Well, a combination of things. So laser has been around for 30 years, and most people think of laser, they think of a hot laser, like a hair removal laser. These are cool lasers. They're actually, in a lot of ways, much more like a laser pointer. There's no heat involved at all. They're cool lasers, so they're totally safe. As a matter of fact, there's been six different devices now approved by the FDA as actually medical devices, as well as there's many cosmetic lasers that are basically the same thing that are available to regrow your hair. And actually, the latest studies showed 100% of the people in the study regrew hair. 97% of those people had 20% or more hair regrowth, and 77% of those people had 50% or more hair growth in the area they studied. And that's amazing. But again, that's something we've been seeing for many years. We've been doing it for 19 years. So we've seen that for a long time. And as amazing as that sounds, and it is, it doesn't mean 100% of those women or 97% of the men regrew all the hair they wanted. And that's why, although laser works, a multi-therapeutic approach is one of the things that you want to do, a combination of the low-level light therapy along with products. And the laser itself actually helps hair in a number of ways. It actually, just very similar to your skin, makes vitamin D. Laser will actually help you do something called photobiostimulation. It's basically your body's effect from photo or light. And it does a number of things. It helps the ATP or the energy in every cell in the body produce more of it. It helps blood circulation. It actually can help the blood circulation up to 54% after one study. Other studies have shown it actually helps increase the size of the capillaries underneath the hair to provide that nutrients and energy. It also does things like helping the permeability. That means it makes it easier for the nutrients and energy to go through the membrane into your hair follicle. In addition, it also helps what they call protein growth or protein synthesis, helping the protein. And as you know, hair is made out of keratin or protein. So all these things have been proven in clinical studies, but what they all end up is it gets your hair back into its natural cycle. And that's what you're looking to do. You're looking to get your hair back into that growth cycle. So whether the hair is dormant, and even though you may not have hair growing out of a follicle, it doesn't mean it's dead. It oftentimes is dormant. So when you take that hair follicle and you apply the laser to it, and typically in a treatment either at home with a handheld laser, a home clinic laser, which are becoming more popular, where you sit underneath them at leisure of your own home and read a book or watch TV, or in a clinic, which is the most popular right now, you'd come into a salon or a spa or a doctor's or hair clinic's office and sit under a laser twice a week for 30 minutes. If you're at home, you can do it three times a week. If you're using a handheld comb, it might be a couple times a week. But there's a lot of different ways to do that. And then all that does is it gets your hair back into that growth cycle.
William, why do doctors and clients in Australia, England, Hong Kong, Sweden, and around the world come to HLCC?
Well, the reason that we've become a global leader is really because of a number of things. First of all, unfortunately, hair loss is an area where there's a lot of snake oil in there. There's a lot of people that aren't necessarily always telling you the truth, and that's something that we've been based on from the beginning. So although, you know, the real pictures we show on our site aren't as sexy as the fake ones, and the truth about hair regrowth doesn't sound as sexy as the lies, people appreciate the fact that we actually care about them, that we ask them what their needs are, what's going on with them. If they come into any one of our clinics anywhere in the world, and even if they call us on the phone, we're going to be able to, even on the phone, we can take pictures from them. If they come into a clinic, we'll use a thing called the capilloscope and magnify the hair follicles 50 to 200 times and look at what's going on. They'll fill out a questionnaire about their family history, about what they've used, the drugs. Many drugs, we're talking about cause of hair loss, many prescription drugs, almost all of them today, have a small percentage at least of hair loss related to it. A lot of the antidepressants have that. A number of drugs for circulation or for high blood pressure. So there's a lot of things that can cause that hair loss. But when they come in, we talk to them. We treat them as a person. We tell them what we would tell our brother or our sister if we were working with them, what their options are, what the truth is, and then we try to over-deliver. We try to give them more than we've promised them because people want honest, straightforward answers to what they're doing. And that's what we do. We look at their situation, we get the best information we can, and we take all the best things, the things we've learned all over the world. So when I travel to England and I work with doctors there, there's some things they're doing there. When I go to Kuwait, there's things there. Australia, all over the world, these doctors come to us and we train them for their clinics. And part of this is we learn from them as well. So although, yes, we're a global leader, we learn from all around the world. We take that research from all these countries and we put that together to provide the best possible products, the best possible lasers to help people get the best possible results. And working with people as patients, treating them as individuals, and telling people the truth is something that's refreshing for most people in this industry.
Today we are with William Blatter, President and the CEO of the Hair Loss Control Clinic, a pioneer in the hair loss industry for 25 years, now with over 140 locations in 30 countries around the world here on the eHealth Radio Network. So, William, how do your professional product systems work together with laser treatments to effectively regrow hair?
Well, as I mentioned before, a multi-therapeutic approach, again, isn't the easiest thing. It's great to say take one pill, do one thing, or come on, just sit under the laser and it works. And there's people that do that. But the reality is if you want the best results, which most people are looking not just to stop their hair loss, but they're looking to grow back a fair amount of hair, you need to take a multi-therapeutic approach. And what that means is you use a combination of good scalp hygiene, Blocking DHT, again, DHT is a major cause of hair loss. So we have products, both all natural and enhanced versions of minoxidil, that block DHT topically. So we do blocking DHT topically with 11 different DHT blockers, nutrients like biotin and cysteine. We have products that contain minoxidil, but they also include the DHT blockers. We block DHT internally with 8 DHT blockers in a product called Complete that's basically 8 DHT blockers, more than any other product and more of them. It's a complete hair nutritional because nutrition is important to your hair. Your body is very smart. It's why people, when they lose weight quickly or have operations, often lose hair or pregnancy, because your body's smart. It knows not to give the nutrition to your hair. It gives it to your eye and your heart. But then there may be nothing left for your hair. So we provide complete hair nutrition. And then we have something called MGC, a marine growth complex. And the ingredients in that, it's been proven in 6 clinical studies to stop hair loss and regrow hair. So that's a 3-in-1 product. And that's a nutritional that you take in the morning and the evening, or you can take it once a day. And then we use the scalp hygiene, shampoos that don't have sodium lauryl sulfate, Kokamide DEA. They're paraben-free, very gentle on your hair. And we have one that has also the DHT blocker. So it's slightly cleansing and blocking the DHT in your hair. In addition to that, we have a scalp cleanser that removes the sebum buildup that people have on their hair. And when they come into one of our clinics for a free consultation, one of the things we do is we'll show them with a scope under 200 power the sebum buildup around their hair. And sometimes they go, "Ooh, I can't believe that's on my head. Can you get that off right now?" Well, it's real simple to do with a couple of drops of this product before you take a shower. But that allows whatever topical, whether it's an all-natural one or enhanced minoxidil one, to penetrate better so that we can get better results with our products once a day than most generic minoxidils can do twice a day, because it's not how much you put on your head, it's how much you deliver down to the dermal papilla where your hair grows from. So the combination of the gentle shampoos, the scalp cleanser, the nutritional, and a topical work great together. And then, of course, we understand that people like different styles of their hair, so we have things to help them with that as well. So, for example, we have an outstanding conditioner that has 25 vitamins, minerals, and amino acids to give your hair great condition, but also topically the nutrients that the hair needs and the hair follicle needs. We also have products that can help you when it's sunny out. A lot of people have problems, and this is something kind of came about from our customers. What happened in the summer is they would get burned, and burning your hair is not good for your scalp or your hair. And they would come to us and say, "Geez, I put my suntan lotion and messes my hair." So we developed a product called Scalp Saver that actually helps you. It has the best all-natural blocker of sunlight, which is zinc oxide, and you spray it in your hair, and it doesn't mess your hair up, but it actually does a great job. It's an SPS 46, and it protects your hair, as well as other mousses and styling aids, again, and all things in the mind of things that don't have alcohol and don't hurt your hair.
We'll talk a little bit about women's hair loss, and will women typically have the same level of successful hair regrowth as men?
Well, women is an interesting question, because most people think when I first talk to them or they first ask me, "Oh, what do you do?" And I say, "You know, I own hair loss clinics around the world," that, you know, they think it's, "Oh, it's mostly men, right?" Well, actually, over half of our clients are women. Women lose hair. There's over 30 million women in the U.S. that have hair loss. And it's much more devastating for a woman that has hair loss. You know, men, you can see Sean Connery a few years back was voted the sexiest man in the world, and he's bald. Well, today, 3/4 of the women have long hair and extensions and everything else. It's very devastating for women. And women, again, half of all of them will lose their hair. They'll start losing hair significantly after they turn middle age. So women actually are better candidates than men. And why is that? Because women are more studious as far as they're used to a daily routine. They're used to doing things to improve their looks. So they tend to be more compliant and do the program. Even though it's a simple program, women do a very good job and they respond extremely well. So they tend to be even more successful than the men. And it makes a lot of difference to a woman. You'd be surprised, you start looking around, how many women really have hair loss. And they come in, oftentimes we don't even know they have hair loss because they do a good job of camouflaging it. But it really can make a big difference for a woman as well as a man. But women are a big part of this, and again, it's a growing population, unfortunately, with all the harsh chemicals and relaxers and just things in the air and in the foods and everything. More and younger women are coming in with hair loss, and that's something that we can address. And the sooner you address it, the better. It's a lot easier to save a hair follicle than it is to regrow it. It's a lot easier to take a small hair and make it big than it is to take one dormant. But overall, we're able to help 95-98% of all the people will stop their hair loss and regrow hair. Everybody's different. You know, there are no 100% guarantees. Every situation is different, but unless they're very different than most people, we can put a program together for them where they can stop their hair loss and regrow some hair. Some will regrow a lot, some will regrow a little, but it's something we can do to help them, and we look forward to talking to people and dealing with them as individuals and, you know, giving them something that will work for them.
In conclusion, William, what could you leave with our listeners in form of a parting tip in 60 seconds or less?
Well, the big tip is that, you know, if you have hair loss, once you start noticing your hair loss, do something about it. Come into some place that has doctors, that cares about you. Find out the information. Educate yourself, because an educated customer is our best friend, and it's going to be your best friend. Find out people that care about you, that are actually going to take a multi-therapeutic approach, aren't going to say one product or one individual thing is the answer, because not one thing is the answer for anybody. Go to a place that will take care of you and look at everything that you've got going on and give you a recommendation based on sound medical and cosmetic advice.
We've been speaking with William Blatter, president and the CEO of the Hair Loss Control Clinic, a pioneer in the hair loss industry for 25 years. Hair Loss Control Clinic offers a very complete multi-therapeutic approach to hair loss with a selection of low-level lasers and their own system of laser hair loss treatments. For more information on the Hair Loss Control Clinic, call 877-HLCC-123 or visit HLCC123.com. William, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for the opportunity. Take care.
You bet. Likewise. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the new eHealth Radio Network and eHealth Radio. And we thank you for listening to this hair loss prevention channel. And until next time, enjoy.